It's Thursday, the 11th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Inflation slowed to 3.2% in August, down from 4.4% last year, with prices largely stable from July. Costs still vary by region, with apples selling for 41 Namibia dollars, 42 cents per kilo in Zone 2, which is Kumasi, but only 33 Namibia dollars, 55 cents per kilo in Zone 1, which includes the Kavango regions as well as Omsati. Namibia Statistics Agency spokesperson Miriam Shihepo explains.
The zonal inflation rates revealed that Zone 1, which includes Kavango East, Kavango West, Kunene, Ohangwena, Omsati, Oshana, Oshkoto, Otshozonjupe, and Zambezi, recorded the highest rate at 3.6%, while Zone 3, which includes Karas, Erongo, Hardap, and Omaheke, recorded 3.2%, followed by Zone 2, which is the Kumasi region, which recorded at 2.9%.
Then the Global African Hydrogen Summit concludes today in Windhoek. The summit has gathered governments, investors and industry leaders to explore opportunities in green hydrogen and Africa's emerging renewable energy sector. Here's the Director General of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Kairem Bwende.
We have very high expectations from this summit because of the number of people, the number of countries, the variety of programs and projects. And as Namibia, we believe that this summit is actually marketing our country, and we'll see more people coming either as investor or as tourist. That's one. But in terms of the conclusion of the summit, we really hope that there will be conclusions and resolutions, including commitments for future development in terms of projects.
To a landmark ruling in South Africa now, where the Constitutional Court has made a historic ruling that men can now legally adopt their wives' surnames, declaring parts of Section 26 of the Births and Deaths Registration Act unconstitutional. The case brought by two couples argued discrimination based on gender. Justice Leona Theron said the norm was rooted in colonial patriarchy, placing women in inferior positions. She gave South Africa's Parliament 24 months to amend the law to align with the constitutional equality.
It unfairly discriminates by failing to afford a woman the right to have her spouse assume her surname, failing to afford a man the right to assume the surname of the woman after marriage, failing to allow for a married or divorced man or widower to resume a surname which he bore at any time.
From further afield, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is demanding that Qatar take action against Hamas, warning that Israel may launch further airstrikes if they don't comply. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Netanyahu threatened possible future action against Hamas in Qatar, saying the Gulf state needs to either expel them or bring them to justice, because if you don't, we will. Qatar denounced Netanyahu's remarks as reckless and described them as explicit threats of future violations of state sovereignty. Qatar has played a key role in facilitating hostage and ceasefire negotiations throughout the duration of the war in Gaza.
Meanwhile, Qatar's Prime Minister, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Yassim Al Thani, believes Israel's strike on Doha on Tuesday killed any hope for the remaining hostages in Gaza. The airstrike targeted senior Hamas leaders, killing five of them. In an interview with CNN, Al Thani called the deadly strike an act of state terror.
The attack that happened on Qatar territory, it's happened on our sovereignty. Number two, Qatar is a mediator. It's not only an undermining for our sovereignty, and it's undermining for the entire negotiations, undermining for the U.S. effort. There is like a very minimum level of manners and ethics. This has crossed. Honestly, I have no words to express how raged we are from such an action.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.